The Republican Governors Association, or RGA's annual conference, is underway. This year it landed here in Scottsdale. It's an organization with, in their words, one primary objective: electing and supporting Republican governors. And yesterday, Governor Doug Ducey took the stage at the conference, and fresh off his successful reelection campaign, he heralded his work turning a $1 billion deficit into a $1 billion surplus. But he didn't mention the $8 million spent by the RGA here in Arizona to help him win the governorship again. Speaking to Capital Media Services' Howie Fisher, Ducey said the RGA's campaign money was straightforward, saying, quote, "It doesn't fund losers and it doesn't pay for landslides." Here's the governor.
I have to follow the law. I'm responsible for my campaign. And I think my campaign was a positive campaign that not only talked about my record, but what I'd like to do in the future. And it also contrasts my plan and my opponent's plan. The RGA did the same.
As for a statement from the RGA, they say $8 million is simply the median they spent in states during the midterms, and any nastiness in the ads was not from their end. Here's RGA spokesman John Thompson.
I wouldn't necessarily say they were designed to scare. I would say, you know, most of our ads were focused on David Garcia's words. So a lot of these ads, we basically just put his own words and what he said he was going to do if he got elected governor, and we made it known to Arizona voters what this could lead to.
And here to expand on these statements at the and the RGA conference in general for a few minutes is Howie Fisher. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. It's been interesting hanging around with all these Republican governors.
Yeah, so let's start with a little bit about the conference there. Who's there? We know the governor spoke, obviously, from Arizona, but is this a who's who of governors from around the country?
Oh, it definitely is. But more importantly, this is a who's who of donors to the Republican Governors Association. And a lot of the comments that Doug Ducey made and some of the other governors made were thanking all these, I'll use the term fat cats, for putting money into the RGA so that they could then spend money in their own states and go ahead and help them get elected. So this really was more about the donors than it was about the governors.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about that money then. We heard what the governor had to say to you, this idea that the RGA doesn't fund losers and doesn't pay for landslides. What did he mean by that? What was he getting at there?
Oh, somehow he was saying that that the race was really closer than it seemed, you know, never mind the 16 points that he won by, that early on that he needed the help. And that while he raised a bunch of money, I mean, he spent $6 million of his own money, plus had another $5 million that went to the state Republican Party, that he really needed the help, and the RGA was there. I think the issue, though, becomes all of what the governor was saying is I waged a positive campaign, ignoring the fact that the RGA was all over the airwaves with ads designed to scare the pants off of people. I mean, any of our listeners know what was out there. The black and white shots of people in hoodies holding guns, the shots of families huddled together, afraid of gangs, the shots of drugs being shipped across the border. And the whole message there was, if you elect David Garcia, this is what will happen in Arizona. So while Doug Ducey got to wage his positive Aren't I Great campaign, he let the RGA do the dirty work for him.
But Howie, briefly and finally, isn't this part of how the game is being played now? Because the governor can come across as someone who, I have positive ads and I'm letting other people do the dirty work for me, but of course we didn't actually work on those together. The RGA had its own plan.
Well, I think you saw that in the last conversation you had with Barrett. We knew that outside groups, that the one like Barrett was running the nasty ads against Kyrsten Sinema, and somehow Martha was exempt from that. Yes, that's part of the game, but don't pretend that you have nothing to do with it. Legally, you cannot get involved in independent campaigns, but there's certainly an opportunity to condemn messages, to say this is over the top, and say, look, my foe and I have political differences, but we have to have some way of dealing with this in a fair manner. Now, remember, this is the same thing Doug Ducey did 4 years ago, where he let the RGA attack Fred Duval, saying Fred Duval was bankrupting the students of Arizona because of his time on the Board of Regents. And then just a couple of weeks ago, oh, never mind, I'm going to appoint Fred Duval back to the Board of Regents. So, you know, there's a little disingenuousness about this.
All right. That is Capital Media Services' Howie Fisher reporting to us from the RGA conference there in Scottsdale. Howie, thank you so much.
Glad to be here.